Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome to the second episode of my podcast. I'm so excited because my first guest is not only one of my very closest friends, but she's also just a badass woman. She's a registered dietitian. She owns her own healthy meal delivery service called The Blonde Pantry. She recently had a boob job, which we will talk about later on in the episode. And she's just an all-around awesome businesswoman and just a great, great person inside and out. She's a ball of energy in this little tiny waist, but then really big boobs now. So her name is Marla Murphy of The Blonde Pantry. Hi, Marla.
Hey, I'm so excited to be your first podcast guest.
I'm so excited. It's going to be a very fun episode. We're going to talk about a variety of things. Marla, first, I want everyone to know a little bit more about you. So what is your story? What's your deal?
So I'm originally from here in Houston, and I was really athletic growing up. I did cheerleading and volleyball and softball, and I just never knew how to like eat healthy during any of those activities. You know, I'd go to competitive cheerleading practice for 3 hours, and I would come home and, you know, want to eat like Diet Coke, Wheat Thins, and, you know, fat-free cream cheese. I just could never figure it out. And
Are you saying there's something wrong with Diet Coke?
No, Julie. No, but back then I really had no clue. And there was an older cheerleader that I really looked up to, and she went off to college for nutrition. And the second I heard that that's what she was doing, I was like, that is it. I had no clue there was a thing as nutrition school or being a dietitian or anything like that. And I've always wanted to help people. So the second I found out that there was a thing called a dietitian and that you got to go and educate people, it was just, sign me up. It was like the most perfect
thing. Wow. So how old were you when you met this cheerleader, or when you realized this is what you wanted to do?
When I realized it was what I wanted to do, I was probably about 16.
Wow. So you knew from that point on that's what it was going to be.
It was just like all the lights went on, and this was exactly like my moment. This is like what I need to be
doing.
And you
feel now like this is what you were meant to do. Like,
oh, yeah.
You're 100%
passionate
about it.
I have no clue what else I would ever be good at.
That's amazing.
Like, this is all I'm good at is food.
So I have a question. From all the clients you've seen and all the patients and people you've dealt with, what would you say is the number one across the board most common, I guess, issue, if you will, that people are wanting to work on?
So this is one of my favorite questions to be asked, because I think that no one would expect my answer, because I didn't expect my answer when I first started out. Through the 5-6 years I've done seeing private clients, the biggest thing that I see is a lot of people skip meals. And a lot of people, even when I worked at bariatrics, when I first started out, a lot of the people that were going through the process of having to meet me to get bariatric surgery, the number one thing was a lot of them were only eating one meal a day. And
because they just didn't want to eat anything else, they didn't have time, or they thought that's how you lose weight? Or
I think a little bit of everything. It was a habit that they created. So at night, they'd usually have this ridiculously large meal and then go to sleep right after, so it slows down your metabolism. You wake up, you're not hungry really because you had this ginormous meal and went to sleep. Then you go to work, you get home about 5, you're super exhausted, and all you know is you're starving, so you just eat whatever,
right?
And it's not really a thought out meal. And also, that's not good for your metabolism either. So you're slowing down your metabolism. So that was probably my biggest, like, aha moment was you have to eat throughout the day, and one meal a day does not work.
So when you say eat throughout the day, is it, like, I've heard many times, six small meals, or is it still, like, three meals and then a couple snacks if you want? Like, what is your recommendation?
So I think it depends on your goals. Three small meals a day for the average adult, I find, is very hard to do with busy work schedules and meal prepping. And everyone's on the move now, so I kind of find six meals very hard to do. So I prefer three meals a day and then one or two snacks as needed, depending on that person's activity level or weight loss goals. All those things kind of play into how many snacks you get to add back to your diet.
Got it. And so this is one thing that I feel like any age when I've talked to someone, it doesn't matter their age, they could be in their 60s or in their 30s. I just need to lose 10 pounds. Like, that's what I hear. Right. Like, when I'm just talking to friends and we're talking about weight loss and all of that. So how do you fucking lose the last 10 pounds? Like, this last 10 pounds, I feel like, is this devil in your mind, mm-hmm. and it just won't go away.
Well, the last 10 pounds are hard because society's idea of where we should be versus where you should actually be healthy is very different. You know, everyone wants to be stick thin, right? So the last 10 pounds is a lot of times an unrealistic goal for people because that's not where their body would naturally fall according to their lifestyle. So the last 10 pounds really come from cutting out the wine, Exactly. Cutting out the excess bread, you know, bumping up your exercises. Mm-hmm. Really, really being super strict about your diet, that's where those last 10 pounds will come off.
So when people are always like, I just can't lose the last 10, it's because they're still, like, extra they need to do.
Right.
That might be hard for them to do.
One or two little things. And it could be, you know, if you're drinking two or three glasses of wine every night.
Yeah. What are you saying? I am?
If you are.
But does it mean just, like, cut down to one glass of wine or none?
I think you would start with just cutting down to, like, one glass of wine and then seeing how your body reacts from there. A lot of
people, as I'm drinking wine.
Exactly.
Because of course we're drinking wine.
But of course, you know, I think everyone's just a little bit different. So somebody might be able to get away with two glasses of wine per night, but most people, it's usually about one glass three times a week is more the recommendation.
Who would do that?
Julie, come on now.
Okay, so that's the last 10 pounds thing. Okay, so my other thing, and what I love about Marla is that she's, which she even calls herself this, the anti-dietitian, right? Like the anti-dietitian. Because, of course, she's a registered dietitian. She went through all the schooling. She's brilliant in that whole arena. But she keeps it real. And that's obviously why we get along so well. But we will go to Relish, which is a restaurant here in Houston, and she will get the grilled cheese. I've seen her eat the whole grilled cheese. So how do you, is it really just all about balance? Like, you might have the grilled cheese on Tuesday and you'll eat pretty healthy the rest of the week? Or what's the deal?
Yeah, exactly. I think a lot of times when I go out to eat with friends or family or whatever it may be, I know that I'm kind of having more fun with my food. I'm not going to be OCD unless I'm doing that a lot. So I usually pick at the beginning of the week two times that I'm going to kind of have a little bit of fun with my meals, and that'll be kind of pre-planned. So I know if you and I are going to get lunch and I end up, say, eating my favorite grilled cheese at Relish, then that's pre-scheduled into my week. And I don't want to say pre-scheduled as in you have to be so OCD, but it's just kind of giving an overview and being very aware of scheduling and where you're having fun that week and where you can kind of make up for it with maybe your kale salad or your grilled chicken and vegetables later on. So
and like we were talking about a little bit ago, Marla went to dinner at a Mexican restaurant last night, and you said you thought about your meal prior to going. Like, rather than looking through the menu, because of course Mexican restaurants typically have 100 things on it, you knew your options and you went with maybe the healthier route because you knew you would have been drinking. Or so you just kind of plan ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
As much as you can.
Right.
Okay, got it. Now, my trainer that I used to have, I don't see him anymore, and if he's listening, I hope he doesn't take offense to this, but I'm wondering if he's correct. He used to always say to me, abs are made in the kitchen, I guess meaning that it's really like the 90% of it is about what you eat. Is that true?
Oh, absolutely, for sure.
So, like, we don't need to work out.
We do need to work out. There are obviously benefits to working out. Mental, you know, benefits, physical benefits, changing your body shape benefits, your cardiovascular activity, all that good stuff about working out. So I don't want to sound like I'm not encouraging exercise.
Okay.
But when people need a place to start and they're really overwhelmed and they can only focus on one thing, that's when I say focus on your food first. Get a healthy meal plan. Get a healthy lifestyle going in your kitchen first. And then maybe 3 weeks in, you can start adding your cardiovascular activity and exercises.
Okay, so even if you're eating like shit every day, all day, and you work out a lot, it doesn't matter.
Right. You can't out-train a bad diet. So
no matter what.
Absolutely, no. Okay. I mean, because on average, for every mile that you walk or run, and this is very variable depending on the person and your body, but for the average human, every mile you walk or run, you burn roughly 100 calories.
Right. Really?
Yeah, so it's a very small amount.
So the machines at the gym lie. Because when I do the elliptical, and sometimes it says like 2.5... Or what would it, like 2.5 miles, I'm not burning 250 calories.
Yeah, you would be. So
are you, then the machine doesn't say that.
Right, right.
Okay.
Because you probably don't go in and calibrate it correctly.
Okay,
in the
okay.
You
know, with my weight and exactly. All that. Okay.
So that's kind of just a little marker that I give myself to know, okay, I'm going to go run 2 miles today. On average, that's about 200 calories. I can't go sit down and eat a cheeseburger and french fries. That is not going to burn off what I'm eating. So,
so
you
don't
do
think
need to be
like
mindful.
That.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. So what would you say, like, obviously it's the beginning of the year. Everyone's like, oh, let's go back to the gym and let's lose weight. And it's all about like diet and fitness and all of that. What, how do you get motivated? Like, what if someone's just like, for some reason, like they just can't do it. Like they can't just, they can't start eating healthier. What's, how do you get motivated?
I think you have to start by the person actually wanting to, you know, I think that that's the biggest difference I see in my successful patients versus my unsuccessful patients is the ones who actually really want to do this. We'll find a way to do it.
Whether no matter what.
Exactly. Having an accountability partner, mm-hmm. having a friend that they text message, you know, having a spouse or a partner that they go grocery shopping with and meal planning with. If you have a goal in mind and you want to accomplish it, anyone can do anything.
Right.
So it's really, it just comes down to really wanting it in the beginning. And then once you're 3 months in and it's kind of hard and your, you know, momentum and your motivation is lacking, that's where those good habits that you've already set come into play.
Got it. Got it. Okay. Interesting. Now we could talk about nutrition all day, but I kind of want to get to something a little more exciting, and that is Marla's boob job. So I know you might be thinking, Julie, she might not want you talking about her boob job. Well, the truth of the matter is she's actually very open about her boob job. She had wanted it for 7 years. Had you wanted it for,
I don't know, maybe my whole life.
Or maybe her whole life. So
at least by the time I was like 18.
Okay, so she's wanted it for a long time, and she just did it 4 months ago.
Yes.
Well, it's funny actually. So Marla and I, and any time we're out and we talk about the boobs, which is pretty much every time we're out, we talk about it like, you know how babies have their like 6 week birthday and like 4 month this, and you like first count by the weeks and then the months. So we kind of celebrate Marla's boob job. So right now it's the 4 month birthday of the boobs.
Happy birthday.
So, okay. Tell the people, and by the people, I mean the listeners.
Okay. The your people, followers.
My followers. So tell everyone, okay, why did you want a boob job?
I have always wanted one. I mean, ever since I can really remember thinking whether or not I wanted one. I'm a petite frame, but I'm also, I have curves and I have muscle and I'm very toned. And I've just always felt like I would be a little bit more happy, mm-hmm. more comfortable with the way my body would look if I was a little bit, had a little bit more chest to me.
Got truthfully. It. So you've always felt that way. I mean,
always felt that way.
Always. So what made you decide to finally do it?
Well,
or what was holding you back?
You know, I think going through school, exercising, you know, being very active, finances, all those things kind of played a part. I wanted to travel. I wanted to get my business off up and running. So there was a lot of other things that I wanted to accomplish. And then recently this past year, I just kind of got to a place where it was like this now or never, like this is a great time to do it. And, you know, I'm 28 now. So I felt like I'm making a mature decision as an adult. Obviously, this is not a craving that was going to be going away. So I just decided, like, let's go for it.
And you, best decision you ever made?
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, I've made pretty good decisions in my life.
But a really good decision.
Yeah, as far as, like, there are zero regrets. Okay. It was way easier than I thought it would be. And, yeah, I would do it again.
And you're happy.
Absolutely.
So did you get any backlash on it, you know, whether from family or friends or anyone, or was everyone super supportive?
I actually thought I would, and I was kind of nervous to, like, hear what people would maybe say about it. But truthfully, it's amazing. All of my female friends, all of my relatives, everyone has been so supportive about it. And I don't know if it's my personality. It's kind of like larger than life. And maybe people
and
just,
you're open about it.
Yeah.
And obviously,
you know, and I, it is a decision that I made that I'm like willing to live with. So I kind of don't care, good or bad, what people have to think about it. But everything has been super positive.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So what advice would you give to someone? Because, you know, I've talked to friends before in terms of cosmetic surgery and, you know, whether it's a nose job or a chin job or a boob job, whatever it is, you're just obviously like, go for it. I mean, don't let
anyone stop
you.
I think you have to figure out like what is the core root problem as to like why you want it.
Right.
You know, if you're just vain and like adding a bunch of things to your body that's unnecessary. I mean, I don't necessarily agree with that, but for me, like I noticed my boobs more when I didn't have them than now. Like now that I have them, I feel like this is what I was supposed to look
exactly.
like. I don't notice them, but back then I was like way more insecure about it and I wasn't happy with that one area of my life.
Got
it wasn't
it.
Like I was getting a boob job to deflect for something else that was going on. So I think having like a healthy reason and being very like sure that that is your decision and that's what you want to make is like how you should go about it.
So don't just like make the decision and do it the next day.
Right.
Think about
like,
it for 18 years.
Don't just be like, oh, I had a bad breakup. I'm going to get a boob job type of thing.
Okay. So we won't do that. Okay. So now tell everyone, just speak a little bit about the Blonde Pantry. I know I said it's a healthy meal delivery service, but tell a little bit more about it.
Yeah. So I kind of felt like there was a hole in the market where no one's doing, you know, locally sourced, organic, really thought out recipes. And so that's what we do. We offer meal kits and they come paleo friendly, Whole30 friendly, gluten and dairy free. So pretty much anyone's diet can fit it. And we are in our own kitchen. We source everything locally, make all of our sauces. Everything comes washed, prepped, chopped. Just all you have to do is saute them or bake them. And it only takes you about 10 minutes and one dish to clean up. You don't have a bunch of like cutting boards or anything like that. And these are meals that I eat all the time.
Right. Yeah. Cause I know firsthand that she, if I, you know, we're talking or if you follow her on Instagram, she eats these. She doesn't just preach it, but she actually does it. So they're really good.
I feel like it saves me money that I have the company because, you know, I can just be like, oh, I want to eat this week. Like,
personally, my favorite thing of hers are the black bean brownies. So if you go on her website, you can order those. So do you ship outside of Houston? How does
it
work?
Not yet.
Okay.
Currently it's delivery. You can go to our website, type in your zip code, and it'll tell you if we deliver there or not. Everywhere in Houston, we pretty much deliver to, and places like Clear Lake, Friendswood area. But we will be shipping within the next couple of months.
Couple of months. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's leading to my next question. What's next for the Blonde Pantry?
That is my biggest goal. You know,
so a couple months.
2018.
Okay.
Yep. Just trying to figure out all the logistics.
Yes.
And all that good stuff.
Amazing. Marla was very sweet to offer a discount code.
Yes.
And I think the code is no filter.
Yes.
So the code is no filter. And what will they get?
20% off
amazing.
Of your order. Yes.
That's amazing. So anyone that lives in the Houston area, go on the website. It's theblondepantry.com and type in, I guess, at checkout. They type in no filter.
And that's good for like our nutrition classes and things like that.
Oh,
too,
perfect. So. Okay. And if you want to follow Marla on Instagram, it's at theblondepantry. And and her website is theblondepantry.com. And it's no filter because that's what this show's about,
exactly.
Right? Exactly. So anyway, we're going to wrap up, but I hope you enjoyed the first guest on my podcast. Thank you so much for being here, Marla.
Thank you for having me. I feel so honored to be here. Like,
no, I'm honored to have you. We're going to go drink more wine, and then, I don't know, we have been known to get into trouble a time or two, so we're going to go do that. But anyway, thank you so much for listening, and I will be back very soon. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back. Hey, America, Christopher Hahn here, the Aggressive Progressive Podcast. What is with the president and the right-wing echo chamber encouraging these AstroTurf protests against stay-at-home orders around the country? It's ridiculous, and it needs to stop. Check out the Aggressive Progressive Podcast wherever you download podcasts.
I'm Royal Oaks. Next time on Too Many Lawyers, COVID continues to reshape the law. Supreme Court arguments will be held by teleconference. The justices won't even know if the lawyers are wearing pants, which is fair given the eternal mystery of what's under those black robes. Los Angeles County is springing 25% of its inmates. The sheriff suggests folks get ready for what might be a spike in crime. Check it all out on the next episode of Too Many Lawyers.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium-iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.